The Hit List.
KMFM.
So, the new single available now. Can you tell me a little bit about the track?
So, Better Love, I co-wrote with Dan from Bastille. It's a very personal track. We wrote it. We'd wanted to work together for a while, and then we ended up working together. Obviously, like, schedules and stuff got in the way for a while. So we're kind of on this new album, my new album, we ended up getting in the studio, and we just had like a free afternoon, and Better Love came about.
With Dan from Bastille, is he like a friend of yours?
Dan's a friend of mine. We've known each other for a while, and I toured with him last year, so.
Yeah, so is it a case of when you're working with your friends, you just drop them like a text and say, I've got a track, can we work together? Or do you still have to go through all of like these, you know, like the label sort of, you know, like organised play dates?
Organised play dates. No, not really. I mean, WhatsApp, that's usually my form of contact.
I like to think you wrote the song on WhatsApp. Like.
Yeah, we just wrote it on WhatsApp. Yeah, no. I mean, we've got mutual friends as well, so we actually wrote the song with another friend of ours as well, who is very talented producer. So
the last time we spoke, the album didn't have a name. You wouldn't tell me what the album name was.
I don't think I knew.
Well, no, you did. I think you did, because you were like, it's a song from the the album track listing, yes. And that was your clue.
That was my clue.
But then there was no track listing out at the moment, so all I had to work on was Body Talk. So all I need is the name of the album out in early 2016. Do you have any other top secret new information that you can tell me about the album?
Well, apart from the fact that it's out, then I'm going to be releasing, obviously, Better Love is out and you can watch the video online as well, and then I'm going to be releasing a song just before Christmas that I'm very excited about as well, and then there might be a few other little surprises.
Is it a Christmas song?
Well, it depends. It's not a Christmas song. No, it doesn't have the word Christmas in it. So
is it like a Christmas song in the way Die Hard is a Christmas film?
Yeah. I reckon.
Would you ever write a Christmas song?
Do you know what, I have attempted to write a Christmas song and it's rubbish.
Really? So. What does it go like? I'm intrigued.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
I feel like that's already been taken.
Has it?
Yeah.
No. I wrote it. That's my song.
Oh, that's good. Well, I wouldn't call it rubbish. I'd say it's universally accepted.
I think it's massive.
Yeah. Wasn't that written before you were born?
No.
Oh, okay. The Hit List. KMFM. So you're about to set off on tour life at the end of October.
Yeah.
So it's always interesting to ask artists, like, what's on your rider? What do you ask for? Or if anything?
I'm just a big kid, and it's quite bad. I just sort of live off Haribo. I'm a bit like, I ask for lots of Haribo.
Which Haribo, though? Because there's loads of Haribo.
Do you know what? I think Haribo have just got a bit too, like, overexcited, and they've produced too much. I like the classic Haribo.
Yeah,
with,
same.
Like, the Coca-Cola bottles.
And maybe, like, the sour ones as well. But then you get, like, sponsored Haribo nowadays, don't you? Like, there's Minions
it's
Haribo.
Weird. I don't like it. They need to reel it in.
Could you ever do, a collaboration with Haribo to do Fox's Haribo?
I would love to do that.
What would they taste like?
The Love Hearts. They're my favourite one.
I like the eggs. Everyone always looks at me
the
weird.
The eggs are great,
though,
aren't they? Yeah,
oh,
I
good,
like the
good. Because everyone always like, why do you like the eggs? And they look at me like I'm a weirdo. Like I just said, like, my favourite food is bread.
That's my favourite food. I love bread.
Okay, that's good. Well, before you do the show then, do you have any sort of like regular pre-show rituals that you do to kind of get you in the mood, get you warmed up?
I get my bandmates to hold me upside down quite a lot.
Really?
Just basically like headstand, but they hold me upside down. All the blood rushes to your head, and it just kind of makes you feel alive.
Is that real?
Mm.
I've never heard that before. I might try it before the show.
You should do it. Like, it's really good. It's really good for like just waking yourself up. Like energy.
So as artists get bigger and bigger, it's always interesting to see like some of the sort of rumours that the press decide to kick out about people.
Yeah.
So normally I like to look up before like an interview, I open up Google and I type in like does artist name, and then it like comes up with the supposed rumours like that some people have said. Although when I typed in does foxes, all I got was does foxes eat cats? Does foxes attack humans, and does foxes bark? So I presume
that's
they're talking about the animal.
Brilliant. I do all of them.
Really? So they're not rumours?
No, they're not rumours. No.
Well, you eat cats.
I eat cats. rumours are true.
Oh, wow. Exclusive here on KMFM.
I don't really eat cats. Only on the weekends.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. It's part of a balanced diet, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Well, thank you for speaking to me today.
Thanks for having me.
And is there any chance you can introduce the new track here on KMFM?
Of course. Hey, everyone. I'm Foxes, and this is my new single, Better Love.
The Hit List. KMFM.